prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Back in the days, Nigerian footballers were highly sought after by truly big European clubs. There was even a particular time when the legendary Nwankwo Kanu played for Arsenal, Emmanuel Amunike starred for Barcelona, Celestin Babayaro featured for Chelsea, Obafemi Martins was at Inter Milan, and the list seems endless. However, these days, Nigerian footballers play for virtually unknown clubs in obscure leagues, even in far away India. On a lighter note, there was even a joke recently that Nigerian footballers are more like Discovery Channels nowadays as the make football lovers get to know more about football clubs with jaw-breaking names. As funny as it sounds though, it is really disheartening that as good as Nigeria is in football, we only have a few of our players playing for truly big European club sides. Even the ones that get signed by big clubs are permanently kept on the bench or probably loaned out to some smaller clubs, and they never get to kick a ball for their parent clubs until they are sold. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be taking a look at the inability of Nigerian footballers to secure lucrative contracts with the likes of Real Madrid, Bayern Munich and co. in recent times. My name is Yemi Ogunseyin. Let's take a quick break and we'll return with the program proper. The transfer window officially opened on July 1st, and so far, the biggest African player to move is Sadio Mane from Southampton to Liverpool for £34 million. However, Nigeria's biggest transfer prospect seems to be Ahmed Musa from CSK Moscow to Leicester City for £20 million. Nigerian players also play for unknown clubs in obscure leagues nowadays, so why is it difficult for them to secure lucrative contracts with big clubs? Today on Fanzo Friday, we put this question to you.
This is Sports Planet.
My name is Olusola Oseyemi, calling from Apata. Yeah. Most of our Nigerian players are not playing top flight football. That is the main thing. If you look at this guy moved from Southampton to Liverpool. If you look at the guy last season, the guy played a wonderful football last season at Southampton. So most of our players, they are not done well at all. They are not done well. Look at Mikel Obi. Most of the after Mourinho sacked, then I can even believe that after Mourinho came back to Chelsea that Mikel gets first shirt. Okay, look at Musa. To me now, Musa is one of our best players, and he's playing regularly at CSK Moscow. Our players are not done well. They are not done well. That's the reason why, sir. Because I look at most of them are not playing for top flight football. They are not playing. Look at this Onozi. How many times Onozi played last season? Look at apart from Ihinacho. It's only in Asia I can even give kudos last season. And it's only this season that I believe that they will play regular check at the Man City. So to me, sir, they are not doing well. To me, they are not doing well.
Okay.
To me, that's the reason.
Kevin from Benin, Kevin. The problem with Nigerian players, they to play a lucrative contract. Most of them, they play for money. They are not playing for the pride or the beautiful thing for the game. And so most of them, after getting to their feet, they will start playing with that game. They will be misbehaving. That pride will not be on top of them. They will not really see the value of the football. Before you know, the passion and the form is there, they will lose it. And that is the most thing worrying Nigeria players. And the players, they play for money. They don't play for the or the things about the football. And they don't bring their head down. You bring your head down to play. You are still your own. Look at the Nigerian players. That is what is affecting our national team. We don't really have this kind of calibre of the life of Jojo Kusa and Kanu Nwankwo. So our players now is not only up to average player. We is below average. That's what I'm talking about. National team. We don't even have the best coach in the world, Mourinho or Guardiola. It's extremely difficult to put the national team. Yeah, son. To our sports minister or whatever. The other one has a lot of work to do. We don't have the people that have the passion or the people that have played to the highest football and know what it takes. You understand? For football, they are running at least the political party. I don't know what will I use to say. You understand?
Yeah.
So we just say it's the right person. Be at the right place at the right time. That is what we have our football.
Thank you. This is Mr. Jamiu from Ikwaja. The reason behind our Nigerian players not getting a lucrative contract is that, one, some of our Nigerian players are not too exposed to contract discussions. Because, one, if at all, like in Brazil, before you can get a contract discussion, your agent will have a decision, there is a clause on it. In which he's going to give a clause of like, my player must be featured on every match, except when he's not feeling fine. So in that clause, we miss the player to improve if he's in that team. Unlike Mikel now, Mikel, sometimes he will stay like 10 matches or 7 matches without playing match. Does it mean he's a good player? Because when he continues playing every day, you continue developing. And as you continue to develop, the whole world will want to get a better money on inclusive contract. Say our national team. If you are playing contract with your club, if you say you be somebody, you be a material. What you are doing where, if you are doing something every day, he makes you to develop to a better level. And then our national team will be another.
And that's all we have for you on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter or just follow me at your boy Don Chichi. YOBOYDONCHICHI. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your copy of Complete Sports Daily or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show. Before we go, let's give you another crazy transfer that happened again in the Romanian League in 1999, where Giu Petrosani FC sold two of their players for some interesting fees. Liviu Becia went to Vulcea FC for 10 brand new footballs, while Ion Radu was sold to UT Arad for 2 tons of meat. We actually don't know if it was goat meat, beef, pork, or even horse meat, or even maybe it was pomo or something. It was just listed on the receipts as meat. And on behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Yemi Ogunseyin, wishing you all a splendid weekend.